Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I have Nikita here on the program, and we are going to be chatting about the This Is Me Now theme for a new TV show. Nikita, how are you today?
Kia ora, I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for being on the program. So right now, you are in a van.
Yeah, I am. Story of my life. I'm currently sitting in a van in Pawataha Nui, just like on the outer region of Te Whanganui, Otara, Wellington. I've been pulled into people's homes and like looking like house sitting really, really nice spaces and using them as like little incubators for my art project. So it's been really, really fun.
Nice. So you are a Taiwan-born Aotearoa multidisciplinary artist. You've got some insane acting credits, including Avatar 2 TV show Funnel.
Yeah, the Avatar 2 thing was, it was like a small, I don't know, I was like 5 minutes or something, but me being a bit of an asshole killing whale-like creatures. It's like a submarine pilot.
You got to own it. That's the coolest, like, two truths, one lie.
Yeah, true. Actually, you forget that people all over the world are going to watch something like that, and you get messages from, like, Taiwan or, like, Japan going, like, whoa, was that you on Avatar? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Everybody watches this movie, or, like, you know, yeah, people overseas watch this movie. That was a trip.
Yeah, I bet. And you have also been performing at kind of various arts-related events and festivals with your Poneke-based band Kita.
Yeah, we're actually coming to Te Waipounamu, playing on the 1st at Twisted Frequency on the band stage. So pretty excited about that.
Very exciting. I know so many people going to Twisted. It seems
like. Are you going to Twisted?
I think I might be going to Twisted, yeah.
I think we're headlining on the 1st of Jan on the band stage. So, and we're going to have projections as well. So, curated projections for that go with the show. You should definitely come.
Super. I'm super stoked about that. But right now, you've got Twisted Frequency. You've got lots of our stuff coming up. Lots of projects on the go. But we are here to talk about the pop anthem, This Is Me Now, that you have written for a TV show. You were commissioned a culinary docuseries at that. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. This documentary, docuseries, came out, oh gosh, maybe like a year to 2 years ago. My timeline goes fast slow. But it was created by Jack Woon and Jess Wong, and it basically showcases Asian culinary artists all over Aotearoa, and it travels all around Aotearoa. I'm pretty sure they came down to Dunedin. You're based in Aotearoa, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically just kind of sharing our, like, Kiwi-Asian stories within Aotearoa through our love of food. It's like a common ground we all have, is just like food. And Jack, because I also work in the film world, Jack Woon hit me up and was like, I want you to write us a pop anthem. And I was like, oh, dude, like, I haven't really done like straight pop, you know? And we talked a little bit about, you know, what the kaupapa behind the TV show is. It's basically kind of, you know, sharing stories of the Asian diaspora in New Zealand. And it's a really big, like, it's a thing that sits really close to my heart, because it's what I do in my own work as well, just kind of trying to bridge the gap between, like, differences and stuff, and being Asian growing up in Aotearoa, et cetera, et cetera. And we actually recorded this a little while ago, obviously, for the TV show. But I recently came back from my home, Taiwan, after my grandma's funeral. And the lyrics just really popped. Mm. And as in, like, I really felt really reconnected to the lyrics, even though we had recorded it a couple of years ago. And I was just like, oh, we should release this. This feels like a really good time to release this. And so even though it's like a real kind of like, wah, pop anthem, and produced by my mate Ed Zuccolo, also known as Zook, who'll also be playing a Twisted Frequency. So this the song is also, the music video was shot by Jack and at a really nice surf spot in Pōneke, Houghton Bay. And yeah, it just really talks about like when you I don't know if you've experienced this, but when you go back to a place that you were once really connected to and you feel like a foreigner and maybe somewhat irrelevant or people don't really recognize you, and you kind of need to reintroduce yourself, like your new self. Often it's like moving away from home and going back and being like, this is who I am now kind of thing. So that is the backstory of This Is Me Now.
Yeah, I definitely get that feeling. I've lived in 7 cities, so it's pretty weird going back to any of them. And you always kind of feel, you're right, like a little bit of a stranger in that reintroducing and kind of holding who you were when you were there and also who you are now. And it can be such a confronting difference.
Yeah, 7 places. Okay, so how long have you been in Otakoti?
I've been here for 5 years now, which I think takes the cake of the longest I've lived anywhere.
And then where were you, like, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Geraldine, which is about 3 hours away from here, Nelson, a few places over in Australia, Kirikiriroa up north, and also spent some time in England. All over the show. Wow.
So did your family move around a lot?
Yeah. For no reason other than kind of being a little bit nomadish, you know?
Well, if you ever want to get into house sitting, literally that's what I've been doing for the last year, unexpectedly. Like I was in WOW last year as one of the headliners. And then after that, I just kind of moved out of my flat that I've been living in for 2.5 years. And then one house sit led on to another one. And then I went on tour and went overseas and came back into like another house sit. And honestly, it gives you a different perspective of the city you're living in. Because I've lived in Wellington for half my life now, obviously with lots of trips overseas and stuff. But it's really given me just, it makes you feel like a visitor in your own city.
Yeah.
Really like locks you into different communities and you're like, oh man, I never knew that this bit of bush was right here or this wetland was right here, et cetera, et cetera. It's been really, really good for like all my projects. Like a different space, I enter into a different project. And so, yeah, it's been really good. You should get into it.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to. Now, what was the production process like for this track, it being commissioned compared to like your process on other tracks that haven't?
That's a really good question. Yeah, I don't often write songs from like a commission space. Like it's not a very common thing. I've written music for other people's films and other people's like theatre shows. And obviously that's also like, this is our show, this is what we want. But writing a song, initially they only wanted like 20 seconds, like 15 seconds for the opening credits. And I was like, I just can't do that. I'm going to write you a whole song.
You're getting the full shebang.
I can't deduce. Like, I just can't. I take myself way too fucking seriously. Sorry, I can't swear maybe. I take myself way too seriously. I'm going to write you a song. And so Ed Zuccolo is one of my best buds and we work together in our band Kita as we're a trio in Kita. But I was just like, hey man, do you want to like jump on this with me? And he's like, yep, okay. And then we were kind of talking about, obviously the main thing was pop anthem and the lyrics were really, really important. They really, really need to kind of reflect the kaupapa of the TV show, which isn't hard because it's a big part of who I am, my story.
Yeah.
And I think we created like, we decided on a key and then created a bit of like a bed, like a synth bed. And we decided on a tempo that would be really, really kind of like exciting, like to kind of blast into the TV show. I don't know if you've seen the TV show. It's called Sick Funla. It's really, really great. Like lots of celebrities all through it doing really, really awesome things and stuff. And then there was a bit of a to and fro process between me and Ed and Jack, who's the director. And so I think initially we had it a little bit slower. And then Jack had been like, I really want the feeling I get from the lyrics of your Kita song, Dig Deep. And Dig Deep is about like basically coming out of a cocoon and becoming like a like a big, like big version of yourself. There's a key to tune. And he was like, I want that, but I want it to be like a really pop, big, fast pop anthem. Mm. So we tried to kind of recreate those feelings. I think we ended up like upping the tempo a couple of times, and Jack was like, oh, I think a little bit faster. And then that's kind of where we landed on here. And Ed did all like the production and stuff, and like the synthesizers and the beat and stuff like that. And then I just went in and wanted to end of the track with almost like a choir feeling. So I just like layered the heck out of the vocals to give that real like amped up kind of ending. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when deciding, was it them who decided the kind of 15 seconds that would be used for the intro, or was that you?
I think because they chose the chorus, which I think is pretty like self-explanatory of, you know, what the song is about, and also the co-papa of the TV show. And so I think we always knew it was going to be the chorus, like, because that's the biggest bit of the song. Yeah. Mm.
And you being a multidisciplinary artist and also coming from the film world, you have a 4-part film inspired by Kida's latest EP. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, that's amazing. That's huge. Such a big work.
Thank you. I'll do my best to keep it short. I don't know how much time we have, but the EP is Love Lives Here. And on the original EP, there's 4 tracks. Each of those tracks inspired the narrative of one part of the film. The film is essentially like an anthology of 4, but it is one overarching film about love. And it follows this woman as she visits poignant love stories in her life. But each one is a totally different genre, a totally different memory, and a totally different style. And it's made with a massive collective of Asian artists between Tamaki Makoto and Wellington. And each one I've brought in, even though I've directed it and written it and produced it and stuff, each one has a different co-director. So while I was acting on set, my co-director could just be focusing on the technical, you know, like the camera, et cetera, the framing and sound, da, 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 da. But that's taken 3 years. We've wrapped, and now it's currently being considered for festivals overseas and in Aotearoa. But the intention for that show is for it to become a cinema live experience, because Kita, we've written a whole new score to go with the film. It's predominantly non-verbal with some moments of dialogue that are subtitled. And so the intention of the film is to become this cinema live experience with Kita performing the music live, but not like, here's a movie, here's us playing the music, but actually quite an interactive, immersive experience for the whole audience. So it's not just going to be one screen. The screen is going to be like kind of around the audience. And then it's also going to have 5 to 7 chorus performers echoing the action on screen, because there's movement, there's poetry, and there's quite a bit of like vocal stacking. So I'm looking for a chorus performers who are able, really, really like vocally able with harmonies as well as movement. But we're currently in that process, and we're coming to Te Waipounamu to play Picton on the 27th, DeVille and Nelson, Whakatū on the 28th, and then Twisted Frequency on the 1st. And at Twisted, we have actually started to embed moments of the film into the show. So I'm basically using the summer as like a launch pad to start weaving in this cinema live experience before we do the full thing after the film festival circuit. I did that in like a minute.
So yeah, that was very impressive. And it sounds incredible, and it's so cool for you, must be so cool for you to be able to include your different artistic pursuits in one big thing and bring it all together.
Yeah, honestly, there were a few panic attacks outside, you know, like corner stores and stuff when I was making it.
Oh, of course.
You're absolutely right. Like, despite the sleepless nights and stuff, like, I love telling stories across mediums, and this really enabled me to you know, write, dance, do the music. It's also subtitled because it's in Mandarin, Chinese, Tadeo, and English. And so I wanted it to be really inclusive, especially of like the communities that I'm really, really close to, having like been quite excluded growing up in Aotearoa. I'm trying to create more of a inclusive environment, so like everyone's invited, you know what
yeah
I mean?
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right, and going back to Sekwanla for one last question, obviously it's about food, as you said, and food bringing people together because it is such a community thing and we're all connected via it. What is your favourite food to share among people when you're in like a big group setting?
I've got some dumpling skins back at the place I'm house sitting as we speak. I'm going to make some dumplings tomorrow. So I think even though it's a big mission, and when I make dumplings, I usually make about like 250 to 300 in one go and just like feed the people. But usually by the time I sit down to eat, I don't even want to see a freaking dumpling. You know what I mean?
Because I've been on the kitchen. You're so sick of them.
5 hours straight. Yeah. But now I've learned to delegate and like bring people into the cooking process, and actually that part's more fun than just doing it on your own. So yeah, probably dumplings.
Beautiful. And where can people watch the show? Is it a TVNZ one, is it?
Yes, a TVNZ, Sekwanla. I think they're looking at like a potential relaunch of it. So keep an eye out. You can follow the Instagram, Sekwanla, Sikfanlah, on Instagram and stuff like that. Or you can find it through me, and I'm Nikita Yahan Dulbryant.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the program. It's been lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, really nice to talk to you, and I'll see you at Twisted.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody get your Twisted tickets. It's going to be a good time. All right.
Thank you
so much, Nikita.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.